Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we journey through the book of Acts and learn that true faith leads to action. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Hope you had a great day yesterday, and just looking forward to diving right back into the situation that we've been talking about for the last couple episodes, Josh. We've been talking about the healing of this lame man, the attention that healing brought, the crowd that gathered. We're going to find out later, thousands of people. Peter uses this as a great opportunity to deflect the glory to where it belongs anyway, and that's the power of Jesus Christ. But not just the power of Jesus to heal physically, but the ultimate power of Christ to save the souls of men. And so Peter segues right into the gospel and then gives a very pointed invitation. And it's that invitation that we are going to complete today.
Yeah, what an exciting chapter, and really what an incredible teaching point as far as the preaching of and the handling of God's word is concerned from Peter here. It's really neat to study it from that perspective as well.
And to consider, we're going to learn this in some of the ensuing episodes, but to learn that, you know, Peter, he's a fisherman.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a degree from one of the famous schools of the day. He's an unlearned and ignorant man, The Bible's going to say, but he spent this time with Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the ultimate teacher, isn't
he? Right.
And they accuse Jesus of being a man without letters, without a degree.
Yep.
And then what did Jesus promise them? Jesus promised them that when the Holy Spirit would come, that he would bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have taught thee. So part of the job of the Holy Spirit is to take the Word of God that has been given to us, in which our life has been saturated, and the Holy Spirit of God brings those things back to remembrance. So maybe you're a fellow preacher or teacher listening to this podcast. How often have you been teaching a lesson? So Josh, I'll just throw this at you. How often have you been teaching a lesson or preaching a sermon, and you've prepared? You've given time and study and prayer, and yet you'll be preaching, and all of a sudden, man, you'll just be saying something, or something will pop into your mind. It's like, wow, that was good. And it's like, but that wasn't from me.
Right. Yeah. 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 That definitely has occurred a time or two. And it's amazing when it does happen, because that's the exact thought that goes through your mind. It's like, you know, I don't know where that came from. I didn't even know that I knew that, but somehow those words just came out of my mouth. It's amazing when that does happen.
Jesus said to his disciples, take no thought what you'll say in that hour. When you are prepared with the gospel and with the power of the Holy Spirit of God, then just go ahead and deliver it. Mm-hmm. And God promises to be alongside those words and that message. And we find that right here in Acts chapter 3. Let's finish the chapter where the Bible says in verse 22, so Peter has just said that all the holy prophets since the world began are testifying of the ministry of Christ, including his suffering. But then he gives a specific example in verse 22, which is actually an example from the law of Moses. And Moses was also a prophet. So the Bible says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Excuse me. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So, wow, what a rich conclusion to the message that Peter preaches. These are all validations. He quotes Moses. He quotes what God said to Abraham. He is indicating that the plan of God didn't start with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the plan of God.
Yeah, I love the appeal that Peter makes to their heritage, to their history, to things that are familiar to them, the Old Testament, and these men that they would have revered, but yet they've rejected the one of whom these men had spoken for so many years.
Yeah, the criticism of Jesus by the religious leaders was that, no, we you know, our father is Abraham.
Yes.
You know, and our leader is Moses. And what Peter is demonstrating here is, oh no, you missed entirely what God said to Moses and what God said to Abraham.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is the fulfillment of what God said through those men.
Yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out there in verse 22 exactly what Peter said. So Moses said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you. So he's saying this prophet that Moses is talking about is Jesus. He's here. You've seen him. You witnessed his and were part of his crucifixion. You rejected him. You denied him. But that's who Moses was talking about.
There are two scriptures in the life of Jesus that indicate to us the misapplication. So this is a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 18. I think it's verse 13, maybe 15, somewhere in there. Don't hold me to that. But there are two occasions in the ministry of Jesus where you can see the misconception Jews had about this scripture. Okay, one was the in John chapter 1. So in John chapter 1, it relates to the ministry of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist had an explosive ministry insofar that people were coming from everywhere, and he garnered attention even in Jerusalem. So the council in Jerusalem sent out a delegation to find out who John was. And they came out and they asked him some specific questions. So they said to John in the wilderness, are you the Christ? And remember what John said, no, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Are you Elijah? And John said, no, I'm not. Are you that prophet?
Yeah.
So when they asked him the question, are you that prophet? They were asking this question.
Yeah.
Are you the one whom Moses said would rise up, that prophet? See, the Jews believed that that prophet was not the Messiah. They believed that that prophet would be another harbinger of, forerunner of the Messiah. So what the Jews believed is that Elijah, according to the prophecy of Malachi chapter 4, and that prophet, the one whom Moses was speaking of here, would be forerunners of Messiah, not realizing that that prophet was Messiah. See that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is the Bible teaching here? As the scripture fulfills scripture, the Bible's teaching that that prophet in Deuteronomy chapter 18 is none other than the Messiah himself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so now as this is kind of coming to bear on the minds of these people, they have a decision to make. Are they going to accept the prophecy for what it truly meant, or are they going to continue to believe what they wanted to believe?
Right, their system of religion, their preconception.
Right.
That's a really good point. The other illustration in the Bible that shows us what they were thinking about this verse is the feeding of the 5,000. So in the feeding of the 5,000, after Jesus performed that incredible miracle, they thought, oh, this is that prophet. And you can read this in all four Gospels because the miracle is recounted in all four Gospels, whether it's Matthew or Mark, I forget what the chapter is, but I think it's Mark 6. I know it's John 6.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever the chapters are, you read about the feeding of the 5,000, and in that miracle, they assumed this is that prophet, and they wanted to actually make Jesus king. And the Bible says his own disciples kind of got wrapped up in that fervor.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Bible says that Jesus then actually dismissed his disciples into a boat.
Right.
And then he dismissed the crowd because he didn't want them getting wrapped up in the false conception that that prophet is somebody other than Messiah.
Yeah.
So even though they were right that he is that prophet, they were wrong in assuming who that prophet was.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jesus very wisely didn't allow them to call him by that title. Why? Because they misunderstood who that was.
Right, right. Because they were expecting him to be the king, the
right.
one that would liberate them from Roman oppression and bring about the earthly kingdom that they were expecting.
And even beyond that, to be like Moses.
Yeah.
So that who do they think Moses was? Well, Moses was their hero. And under Moses, you know, God gave them bread every day and met their needs and they didn't have to work. They kind of almost glorified the wilderness experience, which was not a glorified experience.
Right, right.
But remember the next day, the Bible says Jesus, after the day after he had fed the 5,000, Jesus was in Capernaum, and he was in the synagogue, and he preached a message on the bread of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Bible says the very same people that had been fed the day before said to him, "Give us bread."
Yeah, yeah.
And Jesus said, "I'm not going to give you bread."
Right.
And they were all upset. And they said, "Well, Moses gave us bread."
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, "No, he didn't. No, my Father gave you bread."
Yeah.
And by the way, the bread that my Father gave you in the wilderness, your fathers ate it and they died.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to give you bread and you'll never die.
Yeah.
I am the bread of life. Unless you eat of me and drink of me, you're going to die. Well, they didn't understand it.
Right.
They didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, "You don't understand what I'm saying? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life." But they wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
And the Bible says in John 6 that many of his disciples turned from him and walked away because they couldn't understand. And even Jesus turned to his own disciples that day and said, "Will you also go away?"
Mm.
So who was there? Peter.
Yeah.
Because Peter actually looked at Jesus that day and said, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So Peter had learned the lesson of that prophet on that day.
Yeah.
And now, this couple years later, he's preaching to people at Solomon's porch saying, "Let me tell you who Jesus is."
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
that prophet.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
And it's a great lesson for us, you know, to learn in those moments where, you know, Peter had learned and now he's making application of what he had learned a couple years ago.
That's a really good point. Yeah. So when you learn who Jesus is, where do you learn it? You learn it in the Bible.
Yeah.
And when you learn who Jesus is irrefutably, then you share that truth and you share the foundation for that truth, which is the Word of God.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's what every Christian ought to do, is we discover Jesus, we discover the truth of who Jesus is in the Word of God, and then lovingly, patiently, gently, consistently, we share that truth with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what Peter was doing. I mean, we've talked about, you know, I think in the last episode, Peter speaking the truth in love. You know, he loved these people, but he let them know that where they were wrong, and he called them to repentance. And that's what we have to do. You know, we've got God's word, we've learned God's word, we know God's word, we have the gospel laid out for us clearly, and now we have to speak the truth in love to people that need it as well.
And he gave them two choices. He said, "Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say." In other words, listen to everything Jesus says, "and it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet," won't hear Jesus, "shall be destroyed from among the people." In other words, there's life in Jesus and his word, or there's death in rejecting him.
Yeah.
But either you accept him or you reject him. When it comes to the gospel, there's Jesus Christ. And when it comes to Jesus Christ, there is no middle road.
Yeah. And that's the case today. You know, you either accept him or reject him. It's Jesus. He's the way to heaven. There is no other way. And that's exactly what Peter's saying here.
And he really puts it to this crowd when he says, unto you first, verse 26, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So there it is. He's not just a national Messiah. He's a personal Messiah. Mm-hmm. Every one of you, one of you, your individual sins. So, hey, he's been given to you. You rejected him, and yet in mercy, God is offering to you the resurrected Savior again. What will you do with Jesus?
Wow, what a truth. You know, what you said there was, he's not just a national Messiah, he's a personal Messiah. And that's the truth of today too, that for each and every one of us, everybody that's listening to this podcast, everybody in this world, he is a personal Messiah if we'd be willing to open our hearts and our minds and accept him.
Only two choices, hear him or reject him. Each has incredible consequences, and it's your choice, my friend. So today, what will you do with Jesus? And if you know Jesus as your Savior, who are you going to tell about Jesus? It really comes down to that, doesn't it? So I hope you have a great day reflecting upon what we've talked about. We're going to jump right into chapter number 4. Hard to believe, we're going to jump into chapter 4 next episode. Until then, hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless each one of you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.